This is Krista in the Morning Rush podcast. Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jam. Second date update. Very popular right here in Madtown.
Oh, yeah. The dating world's tough, and it's really hard to get that first date, but even harder to get that second. And that's why we're here to help you out. We're here to help out Will with Claire.
Good morning, Will. How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, honey. I guess we're doing a little better than you.
Yeah. I am very confused and would love any help that you guys can give.
Well, what's going on?
I went out with Claire. We had a really fun time. We went to Nom's. We got noodles. We did some karaoke. We had some drinks. It was
fun.
It was not the most amazing, earth-shattering night, but, I had fun. I think she had fun. But after that, she, stopped texting me. She, doesn't really respond to phone calls. I even saw her at graduation and was trying to say hey, or just trying to be let's do something, let's do something again, and couldn't really get more than a few words out of her.
Right.
So I am just so confused and want to know what is going on.
I'm curious, which song did you sing karaoke to? Did you sing Love is a Battlefield or...
No, I did 8 Mile by Eminem.
Oh, damn.
Wow. That's tough.
Can you throw some beats?
I don't.
You know.
You better lose yourself in the music.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, see, there you go.
It. You better never let it go.
How did she not go home with you?
I know, right?
Oh, my goodness. I think you're adorable. Well, it's definitely not the song. Outside of singing and serenading her with Eminem 9 Mile, what else did you kind of talk about?
What else happened?
No, did you guys have good conversation?
Talk about the birds and the bees, or, you know, what you guys conversate.
We talked about, what we want to do after school and, where we want to go. I mean, I don't know if maybe I was, talking too much about the future, and I was, maybe that freaked her out, in a way where I'm,
future freaks
looking
women
down
out.
The line.
Maybe, a future with her?
Yeah, I mean, I was just talking about, I'm thinking of moving to San Francisco, and I think maybe she, maybe I insinuated, if this took off, we would move together, and that freaked her out. I have no idea.
Maybe just a little bit. That could have freaked her out.
But you didn't say anything like that, did you?
He did.
I didn't, explicitly say, I joked a few times, hey, if you're heading that way, give me a call, let's be roommates, but nothing let's get married and have kids.
Oh, okay. Right.
Did you shower and brush your teeth and put on deodorant and make sure that, you've got the gold bond down your shorts and all that?
That's important.
God, I normally prep for a date, and I smelled too bad.
Well, how long has it been since the last time you spoke with her?
Last week in a graduation.
Oh, okay. All right.
The party.
All right, Will, are you ready? We're going to call Claire up, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Good luck.
Hello?
Hi. Is this Claire?
This is Claire.
Hi, Claire.
Hi, Claire. That's Slim Shady, a.k.a. Eminem.
Oh, no.
Do you want to throw some beats?
Claire, are you there? We're wondering if you care.
Oh, geez. Claire, hi, honey. My name is Krista.
Wait.
That is Shady. We have Aaron here as well. We are calling from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Makes sense now.
She gets it. She knows what we're throwing down. Do you remember going out with a young man by the name of Will?
Yes, I do.
William?
Because you're on Second Date Update, and he's wondering, girl,
congratulations.
I haven't talked to you since graduation. I want you. Go back out with me.
Right?
Why aren't you going back? Why aren't you talking to him?
Well, he seems like a really nice guy. We went out for karaoke, and I don't know, maybe he just drank too much.
What do you mean?
But he was actually being really, really mean to people.
Really?
Commenting on who was singing, and it wasn't just in fun spirited jest.
He was an ugly heckler.
He was loud. He was talking
heckled.
About people's weight and acne.
Really?
And
you don't do that.
Yes.
Oh, come on.
And you just don't do that.
No.
You know, people are there to have fun, not to be made fun of. and I just didn't like that. I don't want that around. I don't want that kind of energy around me, and I didn't like it. I just wanted to shut it down. And
wow,
super unattractive, you know. Negative energy. It's not about
exactly. Yeah,
no, it's weird, Will, because he's on the phone. Mm-hmm. You just don't, you know, come across like that at all. Were you making fun of people?
Will. Okay. Hi. Hi, Will. I was not like making fun of. Like I was making jokes.
Yeah, just funnies.
Oh, well,
it wasn't. It was about people. It wasn't with them. It was really mean.
Jokes.
How many sippy sips were you in?
We had a few drinks, and I was just like making jokes about like how silly the whole idea of karaoke is, and how like stupid people look when they do it.
Me and you just did karaoke in front of thousands of people.
Now you heard his feelings.
True.
Exactly.
Now you heard my feelings.
Oh,
Now I don't want to go back out with you.
You can make fun of Shady. It's okay. We're all right with it.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know, like when fat people do karaoke, like their feet jiggle.
Oh, my God.
And it's funny.
You see what I mean?
Oh,
hold on,
my
what?
Gosh. Do not laugh at that. He said when, I'm not even going to say it.
He said when fat people do karaoke, they jiggle.
Oh,
God.
Will.
That's
you
so mean.
You are going to get crucified as we speak. I'm going to say I'm not surprised then now, Will. Claire.
So we can hang up now, right?
Yeah, we can hang up.
What are you talking about? That's funny.
That's
you guys
not
laughed at
funny,
it.
Will. That's not funny.
Well, one of us laughed at it.
I did, but that's because I'm a heartless asshole.
Yeah,
you can't really judge on
Aaron
that.
Aaron doesn't have feelings.
Will, when you're, I mean, when you're commenting, did you kind of like, did you give the heckles and then did you say, oh, by the way, I'm just kidding, you know, they did great or anything like that? Or did you really just kind of go at them and just expect the hilarity of the moment?
I mean, I didn't really think about it. I just sort of, like, said what was on my mind, and I thought it was funny. I mean, I didn't know that we were, like, the most PC date world in the
PC.
World.
Oh, yeah, PC. We're all PC.
William, we're going to need to talk. We're going to need to talk.
Claire, would you like to go?
I didn't say anything, like, racist.
No, you just made fun of overweight people.
Oh, that was nice. So, Claire, if you want, you can go back out with him.
Want to go back out with this a-hole?
Oh,
no, man. I it's a hard pass for me. I don't know, Will. Maybe you can just learn to be nicer.
Yeah.
Really nice guy.
You know what I'm talking about.
You were just being really mean, and I don't think you should talk like that. Two people are about them.
So. Oh, my goodness. I feel like you're not a fat person. If you were fat, I wouldn't say it.
It's not about me. It's about how you treat other people.
He's just digging himself a hole.
I was going to say, Will, you're just not helping yourself.
Oh,
man.
Will.
There's a class
you can take for that.
He totally used
the cupcake and unicorn class, right?
There you have it.
There you
have it. It's called a therapist.
Who gonna check me, boo? Close your legs and married me and hooker.
Fabulous. Going with the wind, fabulous.
Okay, you are psychotic, Jesus John.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
Yes, we are back and at it again, of course, to gossip all about the Real Housewives because Tracy and I are obsessed.
We're obsessed.
That's all we do, girl.
Yes, I need a rehab for Housewives.
I would love that as well. So last week, of course, I was at the American Family Children's Hospital, so we were not able.
Yep.
So let's do a recap, shall we? All right, let's kick it off with the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Reunion 3 that occurred last week.
Okay.
I thought it was entertaining how Dorit was left out of course, Lisa Vanderpump's magazine.
Right. She got her head cut off.
She got her head cut off.
Well, I mean, I overall,
yeah.
The part 3 is boring.
It was boring.
I mean, who are they bringing back?
We really don't
know. I mean, Snooze Fest.
Are they going to bring Dorit's head back in that magazine?
That's a good question.
That's a good question.
I mean, clearly she upset the people that she did the photo shoot with. I don't blame her for cutting the head off. You didn't like it.
That's right. And I believe Lisa really was kind of giving her the middle finger in the end by having that magazine without her face and
just her
hands.
Sending a message.
That's right, girl. Yeah. Don't complain.
Okay.
If I ask you to be in my magazine to show off my beautiful jewelry, you shut your mouth.
But did you hear what Erica said? Erica was like, she should have brought her own glam squad.
Oh,
and then
yes.
She would have been fine.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And then Pat the Puss said, I'll be in your magazine.
Okay.
I'll be in your magazine.
Yes. Yes, she did.
But again, Lisa's like, no.
No.
Because you're not going to get your own glam squad.
No.
Blah!
Yeah.
Hooker. All right. Of course, then the ladies talk about their trip to Berlin. I thought it was funny how Kyle had this like allergic, almost death reaction because she's allergic to horses, but she goes horseback riding anyway.
But she goes anyway. Her throat is closing up.
Her throat was closing up, which is no joke.
You know, what you'll do for a show. Obviously, they are getting paid.
Honey, you will put your life on the
line.
I know, right?
No,
also, let's see. Lisa Rinna throws Lisa Vanderpump under the bus saying that she likes when Kyle feels a little... I don't know, insecure.
Yeah, needy.
Needy for
Kyle
Lisa.
Kyle feels that she shares more of her feelings than Lisa. Oh, boring.
Boring. Ugh. And then, of course, Teddy versus Erica Jane. Those girls just needed to shut
Erica
up.
Erica just can't stand Teddy.
Oh, my
God. She can't stand her.
She does not like her.
Didn't she say, like, rise up or something? Like, stop, you know.
Oh, yeah, she did. Yeah, she's like, passive. Wise up. Yeah,
so,
have a voice.
Like, here's the thing. Is Erica coming back next season?
I don't know.
The rumor is she's not.
The rumor is she's not.
Yeah.
All right,
and
well.
Teddy, wonder if she's coming back.
We will see.
I don't think she should. I love Teddy, but I don't think she should.
I didn't think she would last very long, Teddy.
No, no. She's sweet. I love her, but accountability coach on a housewife show? No.
No. Just real quickly, they did do a Housewives like Secrets Revealed, and
yes.
Teddy's husband bought a $299,000 Lamborghini.
Yes, I saw that last night. I saw that.
Rich people problems.
Yeah, rich people problems.
All right, let's move on to the Real Housewives of New York as of last week. Of course, Carol and Tinsley, they meet out. Carol talks about how Adam went out on another date with another woman. They're no longer Team Adam.
Right, but here's the thing. Like, didn't you open up the relationship? They've been broken up.
That's
so
right.
Why are you upset that he went out with another girl?
Yeah, she didn't want to live together. She kicked him out.
Right.
But they were still, like, doing each other.
Right.
So she's just hurt because,
girl, bye.
Girl, bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Also, Sonia is finally going to be renting her Upper East Side townhome for $32,000 a month.
Yeah, I heard that. Was that correct? $32,000 a month?
Yes. It has four elevators in it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I'll be glad to see her out of the townhouse. You know, she's been in that thing since the show started.
And it's very expensive. She doesn't have a lot of money left.
Right.
Also, I love the fact that Bethany, of course, does everything she can to help out people in need, like what happened in Puerto Rico. So she shipped like 10 million pounds worth of paper goods, water, and food.
No, that was awesome.
Yeah, that was really good.
What the highlight was last week was Dorinda getting drunk.
That's right.
At that meeting.
She did.
And then Bethany had a talk with her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're a drunk.
That's right.
Yeah, and she was, I guess, trying to say it in a nice way, Bethany.
Yeah. Carol was very upset that Bethany did not ask her to go on the trip, but she did ask Dorinda.
And obviously there's a rift between Bethany and Carol this season.
Oh, huge.
Yeah.
So, again, for her to call her a drunk, I was just like, oh my gosh. Well, you had to say it.
Well, but it was funny how she did it, though. She's like, don't get all... I'm going to be really nice to you right now, but you're a drunk.
You're a drunk.
Like, basically, yeah.
And then, of course, when it came to last night, just real quickly, they had a great time in Puerto Rico, nonetheless. Then the girls met for dinner.
Yeah.
Bethany confronted Tinsley about her attitude towards Sonia. Sonia invited Tinsley to their group, and there's just not a lot
Carol
of love there.
Carol was chiming in, girl. And Bethany was like, I am not talking to you.
We will see. next week, the girls have been invited to Dorinda's, to the Berkshires, again, for Christmas for a murder mystery.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
There we go. All right, now let's move on just to juicy gossip general. I think we all remember who this lovely lady is, Danielle Staub.
Oh, you're stripping? You are stripping? Prostitution whore? You are f***ing engaged 19 times? You f***ing stupid bitch!
Oh my God. Danielle,
I'm watching that season again.
I tell you
what.
Well, congratulations goes out to Danielle Staub.
She got married May 5th.
Isn't that nice?
It is.
And what's even crazier and nicer than that is the fact that Teresa was actually in her wedding.
The maid of honor, wasn't she?
I think so. She probably was.
That's crazy.
Yes, Melissa Gorga was there as well.
And so was, I can't remember.
Margaret, out of all
with
people.
The pigtails.
By the way, do you remember when Daniel became a singer on the Maury Povich show?
You know, girl, I kind of remember.
She sang this brilliant song. Hold on, here you go.
Please welcome Daniel Staub and Lori Michaels. Good day.
If I could tell you how I feel, and if I could.
Seriously, that was like the worst song I'd ever heard. And I just think it's funny how she was on the Maury Povich show.
Yeah.
And she sang that song with a woman who is an actual real singer, who is an actual real lesbian. And then the rumors were that those two were together and that they sang that song to each other.
I forgot all about that.
Oh, yes, honey.
Yep.
Yes. All right, there you have it with that. Let's move on now to Vicki Gunvalson.
Yes.
We love the Real Housewives of Orange County, the first, by the way. Her son-in-law, ew.
Yeah. You know what? I never liked him.
No.
I knew something was off with him, especially the whole Lydia thing. Remember? He yelled at the mom. And I was like, oh my gosh.
He is crazy.
Yeah.
But yes, he decided to basically throw Vicky under the table on Mother's Day saying, by the way, your grandkids try to FaceTime you 20 times. Yeah. Where are you? Nice, Grandma.
Yeah. And so she blocked him.
And she blocked him.
Yeah, she blocked him on social media.
Crazy,
so obviously,
right?
There's some issues going on.
Obviously. So a lot of issues were being had nonetheless. And just a lot of cray cray is happening with the Real Housewives. So it's always a treat, Tracy.
Yes, I love it.
Till next week.
Okay.
So nasty and so rude.
Download the podcast. Download the podcast now.